Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 11th of May, 2014, the second Sunday in May, Mother's Day. The woman whose idea Mother's Day was, Anna Jarvis, became very concerned about the commercialization of it. She lived a long time, and she was able to see what it did for the florist industry and for greeting cards as well. She said, "I wanted it to be a day of sentiment, not profit." She was against the selling of flowers. She called greeting cards a poor excuse for the letter you are too lazy to write. And Mother's Day is one of the best days of the year for florists. When Anna Jarvis lived out the last years of her life in nursing home without a penny to her name, her bills were all paid, unbeknownst to her, by the Florists Exchange, a national organization. Today is the birthday of Mari Sandoz, born near Hay Springs, Nebraska, 1896. Her father, Swiss homesteader, harsh, bitter man, her mother, cold and remote, Mari Sandoz, the oldest child of six. She published her first story when she was 11 years old, and when her father found out, he beat her and he locked her in the cellar. He didn't approve of writers. She went to school sporadically whenever her parents would let her go. She was 17 before she finished the eighth grade, and she snuck off to take the school teacher's exam. She started teaching even without going to high school, and as soon as she was 18, she got married just to escape from her family. Her husband was as harsh as her father was. She divorced him 5 years later, citing extreme mental cruelty. She wanted to be a writer, and when she was 32, she was summoned home to see her father on his deathbed, and his dying wish was that she would write his life story. She'd always wanted to write about the West, and so she did the research and wrote the biography called Old Jewels. It came out in 1935. It became a Book of the Month Club selection. And finally, thanks to her father's biography, she was able to support herself as a writer. Famous for the book Old Jewels and also for Crazy Horse, the strange man of the Oglalas. And it's the birthday of Irving Berlin, born in Russia, 1888. His first song, Marie from Sunny Italy, published in 1907. He went on to write more than 1,500 songs, Blue Skies, Putting on the Ritz, No Business Like Show Business, and God Bless America. Here's a poem for today by Robert Herrick, his famous poem, To Daffodils. Fair daffodils, we weep to see you haste away so soon, as yet the early rising sun has not attained his noon. Stay, stay until the hasting day has run but to the even song, and having prayed together, we will go with you along. We have short time to stay, as you, we have as short a spring, as quick a growth to meet decay as you or anything. We die as your hours do, and dry away like to the summer's rain, or as the pearls of morning's dew, ne'er to be found again. To Daffodils by Robert Herrick. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.